This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, our New York Bureau Chief Ed Stocker explains the decline and fall of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
The man has been to over 140 Bruce Springsteen concerts in his lifetime, and he does have something in common with the voice of blue-collar America. Both hail from the state of New Jersey, after all. Comparisons, though, end there. One is a rock star who strikes a chord with the people, and the other wasn't perhaps born to run at all. Chris Christie, the outgoing governor of the Garden State and failed Republican presidential hopeful, has an approval rating of just 15%. So where did it all go wrong for Chris Christie, one of the early Republican endorsers of Donald Trump?
I am proud to be here to endorse Donald Trump for president of the United States. I'm doing this for a number of reasons.
What led someone touted as a moderate Republican unifier and a so-called rising star to end his political career? A comeback seems unlikely in such wilderness. For that, we need to look back. Born in the city of Newark in 1962, Christie worked on the gubernatorial campaign of Thomas Keene in Jersey before going on to practice law and work briefly in lobbying. In 2002, he became U.S. Attorney for the state, a position he occupied until 2008. It was the following year that he graduated to the big league, becoming governor of NJ, a state reeling from the global financial crisis. He defeated a Democratic incumbent despite being heavily outspent, promising to cut the state's high taxes and fight corruption the same way he had done so as a prosecutor.
You can agree with me, you can disagree with me, but I will never stop leading the state I love.
Was the victory the pinnacle of his career? Quite possibly. But another crowning moment was the sort of bipartisan reaching across the aisle touchiness that seemed so lacking in US politics in the Trump era. The year was 2012, and Hurricane Sandy had hit a few weeks before the presidential election. Christie met with President Obama to coordinate relief efforts, even sharing an awkward hug. Christie, who praised Obama's reaction at the time, has since tried to distance himself, and he's denied they ever hugged. The hug and the possible boost it gave Obama at the expense of Republican hopeful Mitt Romney wasn't the only thing to snuff out Christie's political star. A sluggish economy and a series of credit downgrades certainly haven't been good. But perhaps worst of all was the so-called Bridgegate scandal from 2013, the same year that Christie won re-election.
That had a major disruption on your major bridge, has no paper trail, that there is not a single email that explains how this was done. That defies all logic.
The political scandal involved members of Christie's inner political circle deliberately closing toll lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge, leading into New York City and the busiest in the world, in order to cause gridlock. The reason? Punishing Fort Lee's Democratic mayor for not endorsing Christie in his quest for a second term. Although Christie has been cleared of any involvement, two of his staff have been convicted of fraud and conspiracy, receiving prison sentences earlier this year. Skip forward to the 2016 presidential race when he stood in the Republican primaries, and he not only had to defend himself over the bridge scandal, but also, it seems, that hugging.
How many people have you hugged in New Hampshire since you've been
here? Okay. The thousands.
There's been some hugging.
Thousands of hugs, yes. Thousands of hugs. I got on one knee yesterday at a town hall meeting.
The presidential run didn't go to plan. Christie, who clashed strongly with Marco Rubio, was forced to bow out in February of last year, the same day that Carly Fiorina, remember her, also decided to suspend her campaign, to borrow a word from the US political euphemism lexicon. When Christie then endorsed Trump early, it seemed at best foolish and at worst like political suicide. when Trump won against all the pundits' odds. He looked like he was back in the reckoning for the Attorney General position, only to be snubbed and offered a seat chairing an opioid task force as a consolation prize. Christie, it seemed, just carried too much baggage. It surely couldn't get any worse, could it? Well, let's just say that deciding to hit the beach outside your gubernatorial summer house over the July 4th long weekend, despite a government shutdown that meant all state beaches were closed, wasn't the smartest move. But what does he care? He's out of a job in January after all, with speculation he could do everything from working for an NGO to becoming a radio host.
So let's just go, but, oh, bad optics. Okay? Mike, and I'd love to come look at your optics every day, buddy. Oh, that's, you know what?
Whatever the case, he'll probably have more time to listen to Bruce Springsteen, although he might tell you he's more into Bon Jovi anyway.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Ed Stocker. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday from midday London time. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.